Lesson 3. Telephoning 1. Part A. Macro listening. Numbers. Telephone numbers.
Drill 1. You will hear 5 very short passages. In each passage there is a telephone number. Listen carefully and write down the numbers you hear.
1. Tom Baker is from New Zealand. His telephone number is 398-4071.
2. Alice Dupont is French. Her telephone number is 278-9536.
3. Dr. Bennett works in a hospital. Please call him on 271-8265 before you go to see him.
4. John is not at work now. His home telephone number is 718-4291.
5. Mrs. Thompson is on holiday in Los Angeles. She is staying at the Grand Hotel. Its telephone number is 310-449-6213.
Drill 2. Listen to the song, wrong number, carefully. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear in the song.
Hello, hello, my name's Joe Monroe, and I'm calling from Indiana. Can I speak to Diana, please? Am I speaking to my Diana?
Oh, no, 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 I'm not Diana. I think that you've got the wrong number, my friend. You've dialed a hotel in Montana.
I better try a different number.
Hello, hello, my name's Joe Monroe, and I'm calling from Indiana. Can I speak to Diana, please? Am I speaking to my Diana? Oh, no, 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 I'm not Diana. I think that you've got the wrong number, my friend. You dialed a garage in Montana.
I can't believe it, I've done it again.
Hello, hello, my name's Joe Monroe, and I'm calling from Indiana. Can I speak to Diana, please? Am I speaking to my Diana?
Oh, no, 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 I'm not Diana. I think that you've got the wrong number, my friend. You've dialed a cafe in Montana.
Not again. I give up.
Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue 1. Is Anna there? Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello, 152-3852.
Hello, is Anna there?
No, I'm sorry, Anna is out.
Is that you, Tom?
No, I'm not Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you please leave Anna a message for me?
Sure. What is it?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Anna for tea at my home. Would you ask her to see if she has my French dictionary? If she does, tell her to bring it along.
All right. And where are you calling from?
164 Rose Avenue. I'm Anna's friend, Pat.
Thank you for calling, Pat.
And thank you, Tom.
But I'm not Tom. I'm Jack.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello, 152-3852.
Hello, is Anna there?
No, I'm sorry, Anna is out.
Is that you, Tom?
No, I'm not Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, could you please leave Anna a message for me?
Sure. What is it?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Anna for tea at my home. Would you ask her to see if she has my French dictionary? If she does, tell her to bring it along.
All right. And where are you calling from?
164 Rose Avenue. I'm Anna's friend, Pat.
Thank you for calling, Pat.
And thank you, Tom.
But I'm not Tom. I'm Jack.
Question number 1. Who is Pat calling?
Question number 2. Where is Pat calling from?
Question number 3. Why can't Pat speak to her friend?
Question number 4. Why is Pat calling?
Question number 5. What does Jack say to Pat at the end?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Hello, 152-3852.
Hello, is Anna there?
No, I'm sorry, Anna is out.
Is that you, Tom?
No, I'm not Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, could you please leave Anna a message for me?
Sure. What is it?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Anna for tea at my home. Would you ask her to see if she has my French dictionary? If she does, tell her to bring it along.
All right. And where are you calling from?
164 Rose Avenue. I'm Anna's friend, Pat.
Thank you for calling, Pat.
And thank you, Tom.
But I'm not Tom. I'm Jack.
Number 1. Anna's telephone number is 152-3825.
Number 2. Pat is sorry because Anna has gone out with Tom.
Number 3. Pat asks Jack to take a message.
Number 4. Pat is not sure if Anna has borrowed her French dictionary.
Number 5. Jack is a bit annoyed that Pat calls for Tom, not for him. Dialogue 2. I'd like to make a transferred charge call. Now, listen to the dialogue.
Number, please.
Oh, I'd like to make a transferred charge call.
Where to?
Northfield, Minnesota.
What number?
612-930-9608.
Who are you calling?
Arthur Seebach.
What's your name, sir?
John Fitzgerald.
Can you spell it out?
FITZGERALD.
And where are you calling from?
415-592-4914.
Thank you, sir. Hold the line, please.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Number, please.
Oh, I'd like to make a transferred charge call.
Where to?
Northfield, Minnesota.
What number?
612-930-9608.
Who are you calling?
Arthur Seebach.
What's your name, sir?
John Fitzgerald.
Can you spell it out?
FITZGERALD.
And where are you calling from?
415-592-4914.
Thank you, sir. Hold the line, please.
Question number one. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman?
Question number two. Where is Mr. Fitzgerald calling from?
Question number three. Who will pay for the call?
Question number four. What is Mr. Fitzgerald's telephone number?
Question number five. What does the woman ask John to do at the end of the conversation?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and write down the seven questions the woman asks.
Number, please.
Oh, I'd like to make a transferred charge call.
Where to?
Northfield, Minnesota.
What number?
612-930-9608.
Who are you calling?
Arthur Seebach.
What's your name, sir?
John Fitzgerald.
Can you spell it out?
FITZGERALD.
And where are you calling from?
415-592-4914.
Thank you, sir. Hold the line, please.
This is the end of lesson 3.